Almighty God, we want to thank you for another wonderful day. Today is the day that you, the Lord God, has made. We rejoice in today and we are glad in it, because we know that today is the day of our blessings and is the day of our empowerment. Therefore, we pray that as we hear your word today, you will release us into our destinies in Jesus' name. Father, we say, have your way, O Lord, and be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You are welcome to this morning's Sunday school. We are looking at God the Holy Spirit, His personhood. God the Holy Spirit, His personhood. Remember, we started some weeks back by looking at God the Father. After that, we had about 5 weeks series on God the Son. Just think of all the attributes of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit has them. So by the grace of God, we are going to spend or start something called the Holy Spirit. If we are going to end up successful Christians, we need to know the person of God the Holy Spirit, because without him we will not be able to successfully complete our Christian journey. Praise the Lord. So children, please go and sit down. Okay. Taking from the book of St. John, chapter 16. And we are going to read from verse 5 to 15. Verse 5 to 15. So I would need 3 people, or maybe 2 people to read. Somebody to read from verse 11 to 15. 2 people to read, please. John chapter 6.
These things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of
judgment, because the flesh. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot hear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you.
Praise the Lord. Here we are introduced to the Holy Spirit. This was how Jesus introduced us to the Holy Spirit. As we are going to see this morning, many people before who had operated before Jesus had operated with the Spirit of God, but they never really knew him. Had a clear understanding and personal knowledge of the Holy Spirit. People like Prophet Isaiah would say, the Spirit of God is upon me. Elijah would say the same thing, but none of them actually knew who the Holy Spirit was and his modes of operation. Thank God that you and I belong to this dispensation whereby we can partner with the Holy Spirit in such a way that he will not be a stranger to us, and it will not be that, you know, he suddenly seizes us. No, it will be that we are working with him consciously, because there are many benefits to partnering with the Holy Spirit. Because we will not be able to lead effective Christian lives without this partnership we are talking about. Praise the Lord. So, but we have a memory verse this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. It's in our bulletin. Can we go together? But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Can we go again? But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Praise the Lord. So do we want to go again before we attempt to say it? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Can somebody try? Somebody try. Praise the Lord. And that is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. Praise the Lord. It is, if we understand the import of what has just been said, that God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. Has revealed what to us? And he goes to answer at the end, even the deep things of God. Because the Spirit of God searches all things. In other words, the Spirit of God is always on the move. The Spirit of God is always at work. In other words, the Spirit of God busies himself with the affairs of the kingdom. And we are made to understand that the deep things of God are revealed by the Spirit of God. So in other words, if we are going to move from superficiality to spiritual deepness, we need the Spirit of God. The reason we struggle in many of the things we struggle is because we are not deep enough. So if we are going to get deep, we need the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God does not operate on the surface. What does the Bible say? It said, deep calleth unto the deep. So, in other words, the Spirit of God is the deep. And he will only call unto those who want to be deep. So by the grace of God, as we soak ourselves in the Word of God, we'll be understanding the deep things of God, because it's the Spirit that reveals to us the mind of God. And of course, one of the things that we need to do in order to get deep is to join the Holy Spirit in doing what? In searching. Because the Spirit of God searches all things. It searches all things. The implication of that is this: when things happen in your environment, when things happen in your life, you must ask questions. You must search. Find out if the hand of God is in it. Find out what God is saying to you. Find out the mind of God in it. And you know what? The Spirit of God will always speak to you to let you know the position of God, the view of God, and the mind of God concerning that situation in your life, concerning that decision you are taking, concerning that place you want to go, concerning that thing that seemed to be troubling you. God will reveal it to you by His Spirit. In Jesus' name. He will reveal His mind to you today in Jesus' name. Let's quickly go through what we've got here. Of course, we all know, we say the Holy Spirit, so we know His name. It is His person, His personality, His character that we seek to know. One thing about the Holy Spirit is that, just like God, the more we search, the more we realize we don't know. I keep saying something. I say, if you see somebody making boasts that they know, they are knowledgeable, you know that God has not revealed Himself to them. Because what I've seen is that everyone that God has truly revealed Himself to, what did they say? Eh? Can you remember the people that God revealed Himself to in the Bible? What did they say? When God revealed Himself to Isaiah, what did He say? He said, "Woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips." Jeremiah said the same thing. Everyone that God will choose to reveal Himself to will just realize how much they don't know as yet. God will reveal Himself to you today in Jesus' name. Because He represents the deep things of God. He's so deep. He's so high. He is so wide that we cannot fully comprehend Him. Our little brains cannot. Do you want to talk of His love? His love is higher than the heavens. Do you want to talk of His mercy? Oh, His mercy is so great. The Bible says His mercy endureth forever. In other words, it's unending. Do you want to talk of His blessings? Somebody gave an example. How many of us have read before in Ezekiel that God measures the waters of the earth in the palm of His hand? Have you read that before? That God measures the water of the earth in the palm of His hand. What percentage of the earth is made up of water? Somebody said 70. Yes. Any other guess? You are very close to it. It's actually about 75%. Only one quarter. Only one quarter of the earth is solid ground. 75% is what? Is water. And the Bible says God measures it in the palm of His hand. So, in other words, the palm of His hand must be bigger than the waters in order to contain it, to measure it. If you are going to use a container to measure something, it must be so big, you know. So, can you then imagine if God decides to bless you? If God decides to use his hand to scoop blessings and pour it into your life, how big, how immeasurable the blessings of God upon your life will be. And that will be your portion in Jesus' name. That is why we need to understand God. He's so deep. He's so big. Let's quickly look at the Holy Spirit of the Old Testament. Just for you to know that the Holy Spirit didn't just start in the New Testament. He's always been there. When God said, "Let us make man in our own image," who do you think God was speaking to? God was speaking to the Godhead. He was speaking to the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He was speaking. So he has been from the beginning. He has been with God. So he's not a new invention. He is not somebody that we just thought of. Let's look at him, the way he used to operate. He says, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was seen as an active force. A force that God used to accomplish whatever he wanted to do. And after accomplishing the purpose he wanted, the Holy Spirit will withdraw back. So, God will simply send the Holy Spirit to do something, and the Holy Spirit will return to heaven. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. Can somebody read for us, please? Praise the Lord. So, at the time when there was disorder over the earth, over the firmaments, maybe I better put it that way, the Bible said the Spirit of God was already in existence, hovering, just waiting, wanting God to tell him to do something. So the Holy Spirit was seen as wind. The Hebrew word for that was ruah. He moved upon the face of the waters. God told Moses to lay his hand on 70 elders, and the Spirit of God rested on them, and they prophesied. So the Holy Spirit has always been doing God's business. Let's look at Numbers chapter 11, verse 24 to 25. Numbers 11, 24 to 25. Somebody read Numbers 11, 24 to 25.
Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took up the spirit that was upon him and placed the same upon the 70 elders. And it happened when the spirit rested upon them that they prophesied altogether. They never did that again.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is a very powerful passage. The Bible said, after Moses had appointed 70 elders, you remember the elders that helped Moses to govern the people? Moses prayed for them. He put his hands on them. What did the Bible say? He said, and took of the spirit that was upon Moses and gave it unto the 70 elders. So the kind of spirit that was upon Moses did what? Rested upon the elders. And what happened to them? They started prophesying. They started doing what? Prophesying. Now, for me and for you, the message is this. Be careful who is laying hands on you. Because the spirit of that person, the kind of spirit that they operate with, will rest upon you. Praise the Lord. If you have not been lying before, some people will put hands on you. From that day, you will start to lie. If you have not been stealing before, when some people put hands on you, you will start to steal. Because the same spirit that was on Moses rested on these people. It's so important that we realize that. So, the spirit of God that was in him, if somebody has corrupted the spirit that God has put in him, and he puts his hand on you, that is what you are going to carry. Praise the Lord. But the message is that the Holy Spirit has always been in operation. The difference was that in those days, he never lived in people. He simply will visit them and he will go back. But when Jesus went, he sent him so that he can dwell with us and in us permanently. Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. He took the horn of oil
and anointed him in the midst of his brothers.
And anointed David in the midst of his brothers.
And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David.
And the Spirit of the Lord did what? Came upon David.
From that day forward.
From that day forward.
So David arose and went to Ramah.
Praise the Lord. So the Spirit of God came upon David from the day he was anointed with oil by Samuel. And if you go ahead and read, the Bible said about that same period, the Spirit of God left who? Saul. The Spirit of God will not leave you in Jesus' name. Because when the Spirit of God leaves you, it means you are no longer of use to God. Because everyone that God will send, everyone that God will use, need the Spirit of God to do what God is sending them to do. The moment that God finished with Saul, that was the moment that the Spirit departed from him. When God has finished with you, the Spirit will depart from you. But as long as you are in God's business, so everyone who is in God's business, the Spirit of God will be with you. Because you need him. You need him. He will never depart from you in Jesus' name. That's the same. Let's look. Okay. Let's just go on. The evidence to prove the full personhood of the Spirit is provided by Jesus, who spoke of the Spirit as one like himself and fully capable of communicating all of whom Christ is to us. We will never truly know God. We will never truly understand him except we have the Spirit of God. It is not something, because the Bible says no one knows the spirit of man, knows the heart of man, but the spirit of man. So also, no one knows the heart of God except the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of God searches all things, even the deep things of God. And Jesus introduced us to the Holy Spirit. Let's quickly look at some of his characters. Let's look at some of his characters that makes him a person who he is. What makes a person is when they have a mind of their own. That is, they are able to think and they act upon their thinking. In other words, they have their own will, self-identity, and they also have emotion, that is, they are able to react, and all these attributes the Holy Spirit possesses. So, if we look at the Bible, we'll see that the Holy Spirit possesses the quality of a person. He has intellect. So, in other words, he has wisdom, he has knowledge, he has understanding. Can we look at the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 27?
And know what the mind of the Spirit is, because he make intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Praise the Lord. So he searches the mind. He makes intercession. Who can carry out an action? It's a person. So the Holy Spirit can carry out actions. He searches. He makes intercession. And we have already read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that he reveals things. He searches. So the Holy Spirit does things just like God expects you and I to do things. He also has emotions, like we said. That is why when we are weak, he helps us, even helps us to pray. Can we look at Romans chapter 5, verse 5?
Mm-hmm. Because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
The love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that was given to us. So in other words, if the Holy Spirit himself has no love, how can he pour it out? He feels, he loves. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:26.
Not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for
the Spirit makes intercessions
for us with groaning which cannot be uttered.
Praise the Lord. He makes intercessions for us. He's busy. He can show his emotion when he's grieved. We will look at that some other day. When the Holy Spirit is grieved, he will, you know. So in other words, he too can be angry with you. He gets grieved. He gets angry and he will leave. He will never leave you in Jesus' name. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. 1 Corinthians 12, 11. Praise the Lord. The point we just want to take note there is that the Spirit of God will give you gifts as he wills. As he wills. In other words, he has a will. As he wills, he will give you gifts. He will open doors to you as he wills. So you must be his friend. You must partner with him if you are going to achieve the purpose for which God has created you. We will start from here next week. Do we have any questions? God the Holy Spirit, his personhood. Okay, let us pray. Can we just rise on our feet as we pray? Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you because we're learning afresh of the Holy Spirit. We bless you, O Lord, because you are revealing him to us. And I pray today that we will all partner with him in Jesus' name. In all we will do, we will never be in a position where the Spirit will leave us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Shall we rise up on our feet to worship the Lord? And as we close our eyes, let's sing this worship song to the Lord. Be